This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Indian Air Force, Air Power Beyond Boundaries. The participants are Air Vice Marshal S.J. Nanotkar, Defence Expert, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
October 8 is celebrated to commemorate the formation of Indian Air Force. The theme this year is Air Power Beyond Boundaries. And to discuss this, it's my pleasure to welcome Air Vice Marshal S.J. Nanotkar. Air Vice Marshal, what does this theme signify, Air Power Beyond Boundaries?
First of all, thank you very much for having me on this program. I would like to wish all your viewers very happy 91st Air Force Day, and I'm very pleased to communicate with them on this very significant day. Air Power Beyond Boundaries is something that needs to be told to our public, that Air Force exists to not only safeguard the boundaries, but should there be a need to go beyond these boundaries to make sure that any significant power that decides to hurt us, we go beyond boundaries and hurt them deep inside so that they don't venture or they don't even think of venturing into such mischief ever again. So that is the message that Indian Air Force would like to give it to our neighbors who are not in line with maintaining peace in this region.
So what is the significance of this day?
Yeah, so Indian Air Force, as we know, was formed in 1932. That time, Britishers were in rule in this country. And they realized that this is one of the important region as far as safety, security, with respect to their expansion that was happening then. And they also realized that in this region, one of the most capable people come from this area, that is our country. And few Indians had gone for training to UK at that time. And they realized that the pilots, the engineers, the technicians, they were as good, if not better than what they were having in those days in Royal Air Force. So that is how the Royal Indian Air Force was born, with a very small team of people, a few pilots, about 6 to 8 of them, and a couple of engineers and sepoys, the Hawaii sepoys as they used to be called. So that is a small group of people which formed the Royal Indian Air Force, and they were brought onto Indian soil then, forming just one small unit or a squadron, what we call squadron now. So that was the birth of Indian Air Force in 1932. And from there, the Air Force participated significantly under the Royal flag in the Northeastern Burma campaign. And that was conceived by them that Japanese, if they come in, they might come in from Northeast area. So as a part of Allied force, our people were deployed there, which performed very significantly during the war.
So, AVM Nanotkar, how has the Indian Air Force evolved since its inception, both in terms of capabilities and responsibilities?
As I said, it started off with one small unit of WAPP aircraft, and thereafter, slowly it grew up to be an operational group, and thereafter operational command, and then the full-fledged Air Force. So, our first Air Marshal Mukherjee was the first Indian to take over command of the Air Force, and that happened in 1954-55. So by then we had all facets of Air Force, whether it was ground equipment, whether it was radars, whether it was aircraft of various kinds. That means fighter aircraft, helicopters, transport aircraft, the entire spectrum. And from there we started off, and today, as you all know, we have the top of the line fighters, Rafales, the LCA, Su-30, and Mirage 2000s, Jaguars, you name it, and we have it on our inventory. And also some of the best transport aircraft, like we have the Globemasters, we have the C-130s, and now C-295 is being inducted, the first aircraft has come. And as far as the helicopters are concerned, we have all categories of helicopters. We have our own ALH, we have the light combat helicopters, then we have the Cheetah Chetaks, we have the Mi series helicopters of Russian origin. Then you see the entire warfighting segment that is required by any modern air force. We have it on our inventory. And as far as the ground support equipment is concerned, we have all kinds of radar. We have long-range radar, we have medium-range radars, we have low-looking radars, we have missiles to match them. We have indicted S-400 systems, which gives fantastic cover, you know, a complete bubble around any VAVP. We have surface-to-air missiles as a part of that system. And we are also maintaining the legacy systems. So like everybody has seen, that MiG-21, which was inducted first time into the Indian Air Force 60 years back, is going to be phased out 1.5-2 years from hence. And it has taken part in today's flypast, which will be the last flypast that the MiG-21 has done. Of course, the MiG-21 has got upgraded over a period of time. So one which got inducted 60 years back is no more flying with us, but what is flying today was upgraded midway. So that is a kind of inventory today Indian Air Force holds and can boost off, and one of the best air forces in the world today. That is why we can very proudly say that we are one of the most modern air force and we are capable of taking the war beyond boundaries very confidently.
The inventories that you mentioned are quite capable fulfilling all the responsibilities, particularly that of safeguarding the nation. I'm very curious to know, is there any significance of October 8th in the history of the Indian Air Force? And how did only October 8th became Indian Air Force Day?
That is the day our first unit on our soil was formed. So that is the significance of our date. And we celebrate that day and we continue to celebrate that day as Indian Air Force Day, because the first unit in India of the Air Force was formed. While the flag was different, but it was manned by all Indian people. So that is the significance of that day to celebrate as the Air Force Day. So I think each one of us who has served in the Air Force are very, very proud that our predecessors were shown their capability to form an independent unit of Indian people to man and guard the area through the medium of sky in those days. Because if you remember, while we were a very, very wealthy country, but we did not have equipment of that sort. So therefore, our people were not exposed to that kind of equipment. But we were fully capable of handling such things. And when this was realized that Indians are capable of doing it, they gave the responsibility to all Indians to form that unit. So that is where the significance lies of that day, that purely Indians were manning the skies, given the responsibility.
That's very well explained. And historically and in the present context, how would you explain the role of Indian Air Force in the defense, development and rescue operations?
I spoke of the equipment that we have on the inventory, we have a fully trained crew for that, manning that equipment, be it aircraft, be it ground system, be it radar, be it missiles. And therefore, with the kind of equipment that has been inducted in our inventory comes the responsibility to man it and operate it. And therefore, I can very confidently say that Air Force is well trained to operate the entire inventory that it holds to ensure that our borders are absolutely safe from any enemy which decides to attack in any form. And that form, as far as aerospace is concerned, is very, very wide. So therefore, the responsibility is very big on the shoulders of Indian Air Force. So as we speak, our borders are guarded by people who are on call within 2 minutes, / 5 minutes, depending on the equipment that they are operating. They can get to the air and avoid any mischief should one decide to get into a situation like that. And that is the significance. And this extends not only to air, it extends to space today, because we are looking at how to guard our space assets also. So in times to come, that is where Indian Air Force and Indian Defense Services will be looking to be at. And also during peacetime, any calamity that is faced by the country or our friends anywhere around, we are in a position to support them in any kind of rescue requirements, any kind of emergency supply requirements. Just to take you back a little bit, there was a coup in Mali and our Air Force responded to avoid that coup within no time. And our IL-76 with troops went, landed there and made sure that the situation was brought under control. And that is how we saved Mali from going to powers which were not desirable for democratic process. So That is the kind of role that Indian Air Force played in the past, and that is the kind of role it will continue to play in the present and future too.
AVM Nanotkar, you mentioned Male. Are there any highlights that come to your mind at this point of time, notable achievements or key operations conducted by the Indian Air Force that are particularly significant in its history?
Oh, there is a whole list of it within the country, outside the country, whole heap of lists. I will give you 2-3 significant examples from a very small thing which we generally tend to neglect once the incident has happened. We have recovered from it. And there was a cable car incident in Northern Hills where the cable broke down and the cable car was hanging. One of our helicopter unit was pushed into action, and later on that pilot who operated became Chief of Indian Air Force, Air Chief Master Fali Major. He conducted that operation and saved our people from that cable car. Now, it appears to be very small operations, but for people who have been there in that situation and people who have conducted the rescue operation, they know how difficult and how tricky that operation was to save our people. So each and every person was saved. Floods in Jammu and Kashmir, floods in Himachal Pradesh, earthquake in Nepal, aid in Somalia.
Indian Air Force has been there.
Has been there in forefront in picking up people. During tricky situations where political unrest takes place in foreign land, Indian Air Force is the first one to reach there to evacuate our citizens from there. And that is how Indian Air Force contributes in terms of giving confidence to our citizens that we are there to protect you, whichever form you need protection, whichever situation you need protection. Okay. So it is not only that we guard the borders, we guard our people in true sense. And that is why citizens have so much of faith in Indian Air Force today.
It's so heartening to know about the contribution that Indian Air Force makes to national disaster relief and humanitarian efforts, which you so nicely elucidated. Now, last question, in what ways has the technology and modernization impacted the Indian Air Force, and how has this shaped its role and effectiveness?
We have gone from big radars to miniaturization of radar and this technology. We are one of the people who are supporting that technology in bits and pieces. But now a time has come where the entire radar can be manufactured in India. Our people have been trained for it. Our manufacturers, whether it is DRDO laboratories or private industries or defense PSUs, they have geared up or gearing up to get this technology within the country. So likewise, we have seen that we have rolled out Tejas light combat aircraft. And though people may have a lot of apprehensions about the time taken to roll the first aircraft out after it was conceived, but now that we are at this stage, now we can teach some of the aviation industry as to what technology we have today. Just to give you a small example, the fly-by-wire system in LCA, that is Tejas, is one of the best in the world. And tomorrow, I'm very confident that people will be looking at India to get that technology onto their platforms. So that is the kind of technological advancement over a period of time we have done. And this is across the board in all equipment.
So Air Vice Marshal Nanotkar, thank you so much. Indian Air Force is the symbol of national pride, and it will continue to inspire and encourage each one of us. Thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Indian Air Force, Air Power Beyond Boundaries. The participants were Air Vice Marshal S.J. Nanotkar, defense expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.